What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Stark talking about this proposed rule in baseball. I don't think it's been proposed yet, but they're kicking it around like they want to propose it, and that is forcing starting pitchers in baseball to go six innings. There are caveats to that. You know, if you hit 100 pitches, that maybe they can pull you out. If you've given up four earned runs in a game or four runs in a game, it shouldn't matter if it's earned or not, that they can pull you out. If you're coming off a rehab assignment, that you don't have to go the full distance, at the full six innings. I mean, I understand it. I just think it's weird because I don't think there's any need to do this or to say this. I don't understand the sense of urgency that it seems like Major League Baseball is trying to play with this.
I think part of the beauty of baseball is the old-fashioned pitcher's duel. And we saw this last week. It was Tarek Skubal versus George Kirby. Two really good pitchers, button heads against each other. These days, you don't get that anymore. Very rarely. Now you get a bullpen day. And I think what baseball is trying to do is get rid of the bullpen days. Notice A.J. Hinch has made it a point to say recently, well, it's not really a bullpen day, kind of trying to back down from that whole notion. He's like, I got a bunch of guys that can throw five, six innings, so it's not really a bullpen day. I think they want to make the starting pitchers the stars in Major League Baseball again, and this is how they're going to try to go about it, and I freaking love it. I want them to be stars.
I don't think it makes the game any better or worse. I don't understand this. I think, honestly, you just let the managers manage the game how they will. Different teams are going to do it differently. The league doesn't need to come in and mandate the starter has to pitch six innings.
It's a copycat league. They all do it the same. They all go by the same analytics. I don't think managers make the decision. I think the front office does.
I think they make it in conjunction with each other, but I think it's the manager that has the ultimate say on who's going to play and at what and how much they're going to play. Let's go to the phones. Todd is next up here in White Lake. Todd, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
What's up, Todd?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, this has nothing to do with the pitchers, Rieger. It has everything to do with the managers just going by the numbers. You look at all these rule changes, right? Whether it's the shift, whether it's the things they've done to increase stolen bases. The reason they're making those changes is because managers are looking at the numbers and they're saying, this is the best potential outcome, right? So you look at pitchers and they're not going through three times through the lineup, right? They're taking them out after
Correct.
Two. And so what does that do to the game? It makes it more there's less offense. So this rule change is all about more offense, more excitement, and Rieger, you're going to get those pitchers duels back, right? So I think it's fantastic. I love all the rule changes they've made. It's making, you know, the stolen bases are back. You're not watching a game, you see a line drive up the middle and oh, it's a double play. Like, what the hell is that? You know,
now, Todd, you're right. Baseball,
it's because and Rieger, you're right. All these managers, right? They don't want to make the wrong decision, and so they just look at the numbers and they say the numbers said I should have done this. Didn't work out, but it's going to work out more times than not, and that's the way they're managing. And
well, aren't you supposed to manage? But don't you manage, Todd? You manage to win the game, and if you find a strategy that works, go win it. If you think you're better off letting a pitcher go for 120 pitches, so be it. Do that.
Not. You know what? It's,
well, I know because they found another way. Into? That's what I'm saying. If they find a way that's better for them, that they think that they get to win with a higher percentage rate, then do it.
Yeah, but it's going to take away from the fans because what's going to happen is you're going to have a different pitcher pitching every inning. They've already started doing openers.
And it sucks
to pitch a closer to pitch against the top three batters and take away, you know, an at bat from those guys every game. Is that good for the fan? Right? You want to go see your top three strikeouts every game?
I don't know if it's bad for the fans because I don't know if the fans are complaining all that much about it. Every team has five legitimate starters, so that's why they don't go to the opener just because. You know, let's try something new. They do it because they don't have five legit starters.
Right, but they're going to change their rosters to do that if it works. right?
No, but Todd,
when they win,
they're going to figure that out.
Baseball's been pretty self-aware. They understand their game at times is in trouble. They understand fan interest at times is down. There is no doubt in my mind they're trying to make a better game for the people that matter the most, which is the fans. At the same time, of course, you're trying to win the ball game. But, Gator, you and I disagree on one big point. If it's a problem to begin with, I think it's a massive problem. You don't think it is?
I don't think it's a problem at all. I haven't heard. I mean, aside from when somebody who's pitching a perfect game or no hitter gets pulled out of the game because he's thrown 95 pitches and they're in the seventh inning. Aside from that situation, I've never heard anybody complain about this.
Oh, I disagree. It happens all the time, not specifically with a no-hitter or a perfect game. I'm talking about yanking a guy after six innings, and he's got 85 pitches, and you don't want to give him the third time around the lineup, and you yank him out, and you blow the baseball game. I mean, that happens way more than it's ever happened before.
You know what happens way more? Pull the guy out of the game because he's thrown 90 pitches or whatever, and then you bring other guys in, and they win. That happens way more. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Because it's a strategy. Josh is next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I was just calling to say, I think it's all about velocity. I think these guys that are throwing these 60 to 70 pitches in a game, they're just going to the wall. Like, they're throwing 100, 101, 98. And at a certain point, you just got to pull them. And I think the sixth inning will force these guys to basically get back into pitch the location over velocity, making these people miss outside of the zone, inside of the zone, instead of just throwing fastballs all game.
But aren't they showing now that they're throwing less fastballs now than they have in the past?
I mean, they have. Well, you got to take into account not just fastballs. You know, you got slurves that are always going 97, 96, 95. So there are other pitches that are in there.
Well, I mean, you're looking at four-seam fastballs, the sinkers, the higher. Thanks for the call, Josh. There are certainly higher velocity pitches, and yes, pitchers by far are throwing harder than they ever have in the past. I'm just saying that even though their velocity is way up, the number of those pitches I think is down as a percentage.
But more
guys can throw in the mid to high 90s.
The spin rate is higher than it's ever been, which people are worried that it's going to hurt guys' arms. But you're right. I mean, this stuff is insane. Everybody throws 95 to 97.
The other thing is, guys aren't throwing 60 or 70 pitches a start and then getting yanked. Okay? If you look at the Tigers,
85 to 90 is still unacceptable.
85, but it's different, a hell of a lot different than saying 60 to 70.
Okay? I didn't say 60 to 70.
You just did.
Did I?
Yeah.
When did I say 60 to 70?
Like 2.5 minutes ago.
Did I?
It's okay. But like Jack Flaherty had thrown 93 pitches a start. Tarik Skubal, 92 pitches a start. 88 for Reese Olson. 88 for Matt Manning when he was playing here. Yeah. 87 for Casey Mize. Keitel Montero was 84. Kenta Maeda was at 74. Probably more likely because he kept giving up runs in the first inning and then they had to yank him because he was bad rather than, oh, he's taxed with his arm. He just wasn't pitching well enough. Mm. Would I like to see guys throw 100 pitches again in a game? I don't think it matters to me, but if I had to lean one way, sure. Okay, great. It'd be nice to see that this guy can still throw 110 pitches in a game and get it done. But ultimately, it's about winning the game. So it never really has, in this new kind of baseball we've seen over the last few years, it has been a drastic cut because everybody was throwing 100 pitches before. They'd get to like 120, like, ooh, that's a lot of pitches, 120. But now I agree that it's interesting where they're like, well, he's thrown 90. Is he going to come out and pitch the next inning?
He never comes out and pitches.
And I'm understanding the strategy now more, I guess, because you don't want to see the lineup through a third time because the batters will have the advantage. You want to take that advantage back for you. It's a strategy move. And if it works, it works. Like, I wasn't a fan of the shift. I hated the shift. But it's a strategy. Beat it. Find a way to counter it. And that's what baseball has always done. The game has always evolved. There's a new hotness, a way of doing things, and then the game changes because somebody figured out a better way or a different way, and then everybody, as you said, it's a copycat league, things will change.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.